This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on October 3rd, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. One of the most successful instruments international labor organizations have been using in the past few years to improve the wages and conditions of workers, especially in developing countries, are global framework agreements. These agreements, known as GFAs, are negotiated between the headquarters of a multinational corporation and a global union. There are 9 global unions which have negotiated GFAs in sectors such as transportation, manufacturing, garment production, woodworking, and more. The agreements do not replace local bargaining. That is left to the local union and enterprise management. What they do is provide guidelines for industrial relations in the company, often based on the core conventions of the UN's International Labour Organization. Conventions are international laws which cover subjects such as collective bargaining, child labor, and equal pay. One of the global unions at the forefront of the development of GFAs is Industriall. Industriall represents some 50 million workers in 140 countries employed in mining, energy, manufacturing, and garment production. One of the companies Industriall has negotiated a GFA with is H&M, a Swedish clothing and retail multinational. H&M employs 130,000 workers in 4,500 stores around the world. Recently, H&M plus Industriall organized a workshop for local management and union people to discuss how best to implement their global framework agreement. Jenny Holcroft, an assistant general secretary of Industriall, spoke with Pascal Brun, the head of H&M's sustainability production department.
So I think the really important thing that Industriall has found about the National Monitoring Committee structure is it gives them a mechanism for our affiliates to be able to resolve the issues in their factories locally. And I think that's one of the innovations that we've seen in the GFA with H&M, is instead of solving the problems at head office level, our affiliates are directly involved with H&M staff on the ground. And they're reporting back to us that it's been a really positive experience for them.
Yes. And for us, I mean, absolutely what you said. I think it's help in the conflict resolution, in the case handling. I think it's also help us and our team to understand the landscape and the complexity in each country where we are. It has been a tremendous learning curve from our team as well in understanding industry relation and how this multi-stakeholder can bring to the industry.
And it's remarkable when you think about the very short time that these Absolutely. Committees have been set up, what they've been able to achieve. And I think what that says to me is that this is the right structure. It works for H&M, it works for our affiliates. And now they're saying, why can't we have this in all of our framework agreements, this implementation structure where we're directly involved?
I can imagine, yes, that they are pushing there. But I mean, you can see them, I mean, how they work now together.
It's
quite amazing. And to see that, I think we have a relationship journey going on, and I'm so happy to see that. So these 2 days will be quite amazing to see as well how this development in relationship is going on.
Exactly. I mean, as you're saying, I mean, what's going on behind us is the NMCs, the H&M people and the unions are working together to show what they've been working on. But the next challenge, of course, is to change the culture in the factories. And, you know, a lot of the questions the trade unions have is, well, how can we influence better working conditions in the factories where there are no trade unions? What can the NMCs do about that? And I think having local H&M staff involved in those committees, you've got that outreach to your supplier Absolutely. Factories, and you can influence them to see those good examples that are being set in the unionized factories where we're developing proper industrial relations. And that is a really positive mechanism as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's also whenever we can involve our suppliers in that dialogue is beneficial as well. So we are there to promote that. I think we definitely try to encourage that approach. We are trying to use our suppliers as ambassadors as well.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.